Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another day to hear from the Lord as He speaks from His heart. He's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord is mightily moving. He's with us. One of Jesus' names is Emmanuel, God with man. And when He came and taught us and He ascended to the Father, He sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. You know, other people claim that they ascended to heaven, and they did not. But nobody sent back the Holy Spirit to guide us in life. We never saw Jesus ascend to heaven unless the Lord showed it to us in a vision, which he can do. But we did see, we do experience the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And the things that the Holy Spirit can do are amazing. We can do all things through Christ. There's nothing we can't learn. We're walking around with someone that has more information than every library put together. And he can take our small lives and do great wonders with it. You know, the Lord loves to take something small and do great things with it. He took the dust of the earth and made a man in His likeness, after His own image. And men can do great things. And as I studied the Word of God, the enemy tries to do all these grand things against mankind, and they fail. And he fails. He took a challenge against God that He could make Job curse Him to His face. And he failed. Job loved God, and Job did not know what was going on. He didn't understand it at first, but he never cursed God to His face. And Satan didn't win. He lost his competition. He lost his challenge. He lost all that he, you know, everything he tried to do against Job, it failed against him. And one of the wonderful things came out of it, we have the dialogue between Job and his friends. And even though what they said against Job didn't apply to him, we gained principles from that dialogue. And they said some mighty words. See, the Lord thinks of all things. But you have to remember that God made man in His own image. And I told my children, never believe the worst about a person, but focus more on what God has given them. Now, there are evil people out there. And evil men are very clever too, because they're made in God's image. A detective told me that the average person on drugs, they spend $70,000 a year on their habit. And people that are strung out on crack don't have a job. So they are clever. They find a way to get that habit done. That's a lot of money. And for a person that don't work, they can't hold a job, but they still spend that kind of money on drugs. We are made in God's image, and when our will is strong to do something, we can do it. It's amazing. It amazes me what people can do and what they can come up with. But we're made in God's image. Though we were made of the dust of the earth, we can do mighty things. We're not given as much knowledge as angels are. Angels are, you know, when they first start out, they're much greater than we are. They're stronger, they're smarter. But we can learn all things, and we can retain what we learn. So now that we have the Holy Spirit living in us, we have the advantage. Only if we will hear Him and receive what He has to say. there's nothing he can't teach you. Now, I understand this also about the Lord. He wants you to be faithful with what you already have. And then he will give you knowledge as you hunger after it. Now, if you wanted the Holy Spirit to teach you everything about a car, an automobile, a truck, how they work, he can do that. But he already has people that can train you in that. He wants you to be faithful with what you have. But the things that no man can train you on, he or she, you know, he can show you those things. And if you take time to learn a career, the Lord can help you understand that career. But you have to apply yourself to receive knowledge and get an education. That's part of it. And the Holy Spirit is here to guide you into all truth. He's not wasteful. He wants you to be faithful with what you have. If you have a parent that can teach you a trade or teach you things in life, listen to your parents. If you have a pastor that's training you in the Word of God, listen to the pastor. And the Holy Spirit is there to guide you. He's already provided you with people to help you in life. If you want to honor God, receive what they have to say. They're trying to help. And they have the Holy Spirit to help you. But then, when it comes to what God wants you to do specifically, receive what the Holy Spirit brings to you. Anything you want to ask the Lord about, ask him. And he can show you. He loves you and he will train you. He's not the only one you're going to hear. Sometimes he'll guide you to people. And you have to listen. In our Sunday school class, it's an open forum, man. We discuss the Word of God. And the Christians there are very mature and they love God. Sometimes a teacher is not the only one teaching. I love it that way. People make comments and they have questions, but they're Holy Ghost comments and many times Holy Ghost questions. And we learn, you know, iron sharpens iron. And we learn from each other sometimes, even in the dialogue. And you can listen to it right next door it's on the same audio page. Look at the Sunday school portion. And you'll see what I'm talking about. You can hear it for yourself in real time. Now, look, the Lord loves us. It's all about love. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth, like I always say. But we all are, to receive the written word. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That means the word that you read and the word that you hear. Even the inspired word of Christian people that speak God's word. We all need to hear him and understand him. We need to be faithful with what he has to say. And that's just how it is. That's how it works. But in your personal life, he will guide you, and you will do very well. He can cause you to speak his word. The Holy Spirit is not just about ministry. He can teach you any subject. He can give you wisdom to raise your children, wisdom for your marriage, even wisdom to bless so you can be a blessing to your other siblings and friends, co-workers, your boss. He can show you how to serve them, how to help them understand God. Many times the Lord begins to work in people. They get excited, just like people do when they first get saved, but there's no roots. They let it wither and die. See, there are four types of hearts. Even, and Christians can handle God's wisdom just like people who handle God's word the first time they hear it. Some people, they allow things to worry them, and the lust of other things entering in choke the word, and they can't be fruitful in the things of God. That's not God's will. So what we have to do, whatever the Lord say, whatever he brings to our attention, we have to speak the word of God. We have to receive what he's saying and use it in life and make our decisions in accordance to what he said. If the Lord bring anything to your attention, it's very important. If it's an instruction to do something, that whatever it is very important. And it's worthy of your attention, and it's going to be a blessing. It's going to be what you need. Even if it's something you don't want to hear. Even if it's not the way you thought it would be. But it's up to you at that point to reach forth, like we shared in other broadcasts. The Lord gave Daniel some visions. He interpreted the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. He interpreted the dream of, he received information. He saw miracles. He saw the vision of the ram and the goat, and he was taught about the coming and future kingdoms that would arise in the earth, all the way till Christ comes. But he had questions, so he reached out to get some details he didn't have, and the angel came and gave him the details. And that was the first portion of Revelation. John came and gave us the other side of it. See, Revelation and Daniel go together. And the information that is there is our future. And it tells us, because the Lord had to end it the way it did, many people will not hear God. Many people will refuse him. But a remnant of people love him and follow through with his word. So what we have to do now is receive the word of God and go forward, not backwards. We have to go forward. We have to reach forth unto the life of God and take what is ours and be blessed in it. There's no reason to suffer wrong, to suffer because of a lack of knowledge. We can receive God's knowledge at our will. We can receive the training. The people that he put in place to be a blessing is our network. If we're faithful with all the information that the Lord is supplying us with, that he can take our small life and do a great work. And many times you won't see the final result of it until you go to heaven, or unless God give you a vision of it. Now, some ministries can see all the people that they're reaching. They get mail, they get money, they get, a lot of people know them by name. They watch them every day. They take notes. And they're supplying God's people. And some ministries, they do things where they can't see, such as a radio ministry, or an author that writes books. You don't always get to see everybody who buy the books, but if you write a bestseller and millions of people buy the book and talk about it, you've changed the world again. You brought something to the table that they didn't have before. And those people are going to grow in greater ways because you did what you were supposed to do. You didn't let the work of the Holy Spirit fall to the ground. And nobody's work ever looked like it was going to work in the beginning. That's why in Zechariah's vision, he said, don't despise small beginnings. In Zechariah chapter 4, which is the foundation of the church. It's not by might. The building of the church is not by might and power. It's not by might, man's ability. It's not by power, the people's ability. But it's by my spirit. Man didn't author these things. Man didn't begin these things. We receive of the Holy Spirit, and we act, and we write, and we speak. We receive from the Holy Spirit. Then we speak. Then we act. Then we do the greater works. And we speak it into being. We practice it. It's not because God just chose somebody to do something great. He chose somebody that will follow through. And when he chooses you to do something, just follow through with it. Do the first step. And then do the next step. And be faithful with the third step. Until you run out of steps. Or all your steps are spent. God loves you. And he's not going to forsake. He's going to continue the work. He's going to help you live in the greatest form of dedication. And remember, faith is the highest form of sincerity. If you love God in spirit and in truth, you're taking him at his word from the foundation up. And from faith, greater things come about. Vision comes from faith. That's the part that enables you to see and expect even more. But faith has to remain the foundation. If you have vision and you stop having faith, you'll eventually stop having vision. Vision without faith is just a dream. Vision with faith becomes reality. Vision without faith is just a dream. Vision with faith becomes your reality. When children see the life of God lived by their parents, they have vision. And they have—they expect their lives to be wonderful. They have vision. They see their parents go to that they finished school, became a doctor. They see how they live. They go to the lake house. They go on greater vacations. They know that some of their friends have much less than they do. And then they look at the nice house they live in and the well-maintained cars they ride in. It becomes their expectation. They can see themselves in doing the same things. But when it's time for them to live by faith, they'll have to have a vision of their own and act on it. And when you act on it, when you're doing the groundwork, that's like faith. When they go to school, there's no guarantee they'll get the job that they want where they want it. But they go and finish school. That's the first step. They got to finish that in order to get any job in that field that they like. So they're faithful with that step. And that has all of its own private challenges. You know, things are not going to be the way they should be. They may be Christian students going to a secular college, and many professors in America are atheists, and all kind of, you know, they believe all kind of things, and they hate Christianity. And some of them do, some of them don't. So you're going to bring something to the element, to the classroom, another dynamic. And they're used to making people recant their faith. And when you're strong in the Lord, you don't recant your faith, and you can answer their concerns by the wisdom of God. You brought another dynamic, and it challenges them. So whatever we do has its own challenge. But we'll overcome it and go forward. Some of them will try to bully you into, if you don't recant your faith, we won't give you a good grade, but God will give you the wisdom to deal with them. And some of what they do is against the law. You know, never be afraid of any kind of challenge. I recommend stand, do the word of God, believe the word of God, and take him at his word, and stand your ground. If you're right, you're right. You don't have to be bullied by people. But when you finish, then you'll go to the next step. When you start working, you are. When you start working in the field, in your field, it's got its own challenges. That things are going to happen you weren't trained for, and that's when the Holy Spirit comes in. He can guide you in all truth and help you see what you couldn't see, help you know what you didn't know, help you realize the best way to do it. And it may be simple, you know, when the solution he gives you may be simple, and you may wonder why you didn't even think of it. But God is good, and his love is great. He loves us. So he'll show you what to do and help you do it. He will help you always. He loves us. And he won't forsake us. But whatever he begins, the work that he begins in you, it's important. And it's not going to look important, not even to you. And you may feel challenged because I got to believe something, and I got to do something that I didn't have to do before, and I'm responsible to introduce this knowledge to the world some kind of way. And you may not even expect anybody to even listen to you. But God started something, and God will finish it. Now, I love doing these broadcasts. I love the kindness of God and how he blesses his people, how he trains us and helps us go forward. And I like to see his handiwork in the lives of his people. I know what he can do. And the assignments that he give me, I just try to meet it with faithfulness and do all, and I confess with my mouth that I do all that's in his heart. All to stand. So that I can finish. I desire to finish the works of God. I desire to know him. And I desire to learn much more. We're set up for all forms of success. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, God loves you. I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.